USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is kicking off New York's Veterans Day celebrations.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
The president speaking at Madison Square Park this morning before hundreds of flag-waving patriotic Americans. An early season cold front bringing record cold temperatures is heading through the Midwest and expected to reach the Gulf Coast and East Coast by Tuesday. The storm is also bringing travel nightmares as over 1,000 flights have been canceled at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport due to snow. The airport did also have a plane slide off the runway this morning. No one was hurt. And Vice President Mike Pence lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
A SpaceX Falcon rocket carries dozens of mini-satellites into orbit on Monday.
Ignition, liftoff. With gratitude to our veterans today and always, go USA!
The rocket blasting off from Cape Canaveral in Florida is carrying 60 mini-satellites that will be part of an orbiting network meant to provide global internet coverage starting in 2020 in the northern United States and Canada. Another Republican congressman is not planning to seek re-election.
Longtime New York Republican Congressman Peter King announcing on Facebook early Monday morning that he won't be running again next year. He says after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with his family. The congressman, often a champion of national security issues, he says that he will miss the energy and dynamism of a re-election campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On this Veterans Day, Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie joins Fox Business to discuss the state of veterans' health care.
Well, I think VA turned a corner well over a year ago. I was able to present to the Congress the largest budget in the history of our department. And I would say, following on what you mentioned about the president being in New York for the largest veterans parade, this is the first president in post-World War II history who ever made veterans the centerpiece first of his campaign and then of his administration.
When it comes to honoring our men and women on Veterans Day, one sport really gets it right, and that's NASCAR. I had a chance to catch up with Team Penske driver Ryan Blaney at ISM Raceway over the weekend, and one of the things I asked him was what it means for him to be racing here in Phoenix on Veterans Day weekend.
It means a lot that we're able to even just race. In general, it wouldn't be possible to have people who served for us, and I remember going to the racetrack during Veterans Day weekend with my dad growing up, so it's special to be racing with it and be able to meet all the service men and women who've been a part of the military, whether it's present or past. It's pretty awesome to meet them and get to hear their stories. That's something NASCAR does very well, and it's been definitely a privilege to be a part of.
The NASCAR season wraps up with next weekend's title race at Homestead Miami Speedway. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.